Quasar Drive-In Theater. Jeff Carls, welcome back. Nice to have you in studio again.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, big things happening out at the theater once again. We're coming up on the season.
Yeah.
And you're also thinking about improving or adding, right?
Yep. Yeah, the only way to go is to keep moving forward. So we're in our just finished up our sixth week of movies. Yeah, we started early this year with Ghostbusters.
I didn't know that.
So,
yeah, okay, good.
It's been kind of a slow roll with getting the temperature right for everything. But yeah, our plans this year are to add a second screen over on the east side and make a twin theater out of it so we can offer twice as much variety.
Is this year three?
We are going into season four now.
Four. Yeah. Okay, we're going into season four. Man, oh man. I'll bet from season one to season four now, you're kind of doing it over again because you're going to be adding another screen, right?
Right. Yeah. The learning curve was pretty steep on a lot of things. And now that we've got more of that figured out and we've kind of got a routine under our belts, it's the economy of scale is great because we don't add a whole lot of infrastructure besides the second screen and car field. I've already got a second projection booth. All of that was planned with our original design. So we have a second booth, second window. Everything's ready to plug and play for the equipment. We just needed... it was part of our conditional use to add that as another component because you're adding capacity and traffic as well. So they wanted to take a look at all those aspects before we increase.
Take us through the timeline here. And I know you had to go through some approvals with Douglas County here in the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Now where do you stand and what's next?
Well, we are past the planning board or planning commission hurdle. And then the next step is to go to the Board of County Commissioners in Douglas County. So we were recommended for approval by the Planning Commission and they passed it on with no changes. So we go May 7th to talk to the council, the commission about the final approval for all that. So hoping to have that buttoned up. And then we're planning to do on that weekend, the May 10th weekend, we're planning to do kind of another Raise the Screen Tower event where we'll, I haven't booked it officially yet, but I want to run the Back to the Future triple feature out there again because it's very popular and to kind of try to ride that wave of awareness that we're what we're doing out there and that mm-hmm. this is a mom and pops, we've reinvested or are reinvesting profits back into the business to grow it, so we'd like to try to boost that up and get a big event going out there that weekend to kind of spur kick off. My goal is to have that screen operational in July so that when we run Twisters we won't have to forego Deadpool Wolverine to do that.
Thank goodness, because I keep wanting to see Twister and I keep missing the time shows.
and I hope the booking works out well. We're looking at trying to book the original Twister with the new sequel Twisters. That's been floated as an option for a double feature, which would be fantastic for the drive-in.
Yeah, that'd be super.
And how cool to have a twin theater again. Yeah. I mean, the nostalgia comes back. Younger kids get to realize what this was all about. Sure. And how cool it was.
Yeah, it's definitely, and that allows us to serve up a couple of different movie choices every weekend so that you could have a kid-friendly, family-friendly combo and have that date movie and not have to pick and choose. Right now we're kind of in a tight spot with The Fall Guy that comes out on May 3rd overlaps into the terms for If, which is a Ryan Reynolds family movie about imaginary friends.
Oh, yeah.
In normal world, before terms started to kind of increase, you could run both of those for 2 weeks and they just dovetailed right nicely into each other. Well, now that we have more overlap, you've got to have a place to put that second week or third mm-hmm. week of that movie to be able to continue your obligation on it, but keep new product on the front screen. So that's, it's a strategic move just to kind of fit the way the rest of the industry works. We're not a multiplex and probably never will be, but the more screen surfaces we have to move options to, the better we can serve the public with what's coming out.
So right now the screen is, let's see, north facing, right? The one
faces northeast, so this one would face southwest. It's 180 degrees out from where the first one is. And if anybody remembers the Q Twin Theater that was down, I think it was like 120th and Q, that was configured much the same way. It's an hourglass type of inverted hourglass type of a field where you've got your screens on the outside and central projection. Again, economy of scale. We can use the same infrastructure for everything and just add another screen to it.
Awesome. That's going to be neat. Take us through the process when someone pulls up. how easy it is to get in and out. And
We do offer pre-ticketing online, which guarantees a space on the field, not necessarily a location, but we will hold a car space if you have a car and driver ticket outstanding. People that hold those tickets can enter off of Highway 36, and we have just a check-in line. Give your name, and they check your tickets in, and then you can come and park. If you buy tickets day of show, we have a box office entrance off of 300. There's a long kind of a hairpin road that curves back there, and you come through the gate to the box office. The attendant will get your tickets, and then you filter into the field from that entrance. You can pick a spot just about anywhere you want. We park trucks from rows 5 to 10. We can accommodate like transit vans and RVs in the back rows. We had somebody with a pull behind pop-up camper this week that was able to find a spot in the back.
Yeah.
People traveling through. So it was very accommodating, pretty unique in the respect that at the indoor theater, a lot of times you'll show up 10-15 minutes before the posted showtime. That doesn't work so hot at the drive-in because you end up with a crush on everything from the box office line to the bathrooms to a lot of folks come out early. Our gates open at 6:30. Showtimes are usually around 8:30 this time of year. So they get a chance to have some free time outside. The kids are throwing the ball or frisbee around. We are pet friendly on leashes. So if pets are picked up after and on a leash, they're very welcome. It's just a great block party atmosphere before the show. That's actually my favorite part of the movie nights. The movies are, once everybody settles down and they're in their cars, there's nobody to talk to. They want me to bother them. But I love chatting and visiting with everybody before the shows.
Yeah, that is so cool. The pre-show is just as much fun as the show. And a lot of people even bring lawn chairs and set them outside. And,
oh, for sure.
You know, and just get all comfy and settled in. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you still stuff people in the trunk of your car to get them in?
You can, but our drive-in doesn't really have any dark, secluded corners because everything's in front of the snack bar, so there's no, back of the classroom.
I'm a little old for that anyway.
If you get caught jumping out of the trunk, we have a fun policy on that, is that it's double admission, or you can go wait for your party outside the gate. So
Nice. I like that.
But we do offer, for a test drive on the drive-in, we do a free show on Thursday nights, and that starts at the end of May. It's the last Thursday in May is our first Classics with a Cause, and we do sponsorship that covers the cost of the movie for the public. So there's a corporate sponsor that are all local businesses that have stepped up to buy those tickets for people.
Yeah.
And then we collect free will donations at the gate, and all of that donation goes directly to a local cause. And we've got 25 dates this year. We've raised the past couple of years a little over $22,000 with that, and donated it directly to causes on a local basis.
Very cool.
And
yeah,
we continue to roll with that. I think I've got all my dates at least filled or spoken for this year on both, which is fantastic. We've got great engagement from the community on
that.
Yeah,
so. That's awesome.
And it's a great way to test drive your drive-in for no cost.
Yeah, so, yeah. Are you doing any other special events? Music? I know last year there was a concert.
We did have we had a country music festival last year. With our expansion plans and stuff this summer and kind of how much kind of real estate that takes up with just getting things organized and having equipment on site and send some of the things. We don't have a large music event planned for this summer, but those are things that we want to keep in our back pocket as the facility grows and our capabilities increase too.
Awesome. Yeah.
I bet you the Taylor Swift Eras concert, the movie, was a big success too.
It was. That was a lot of fun last year, and that brought some new things that we continue to do. Because that was sort of a big outdoor dance party, we set up sound stacks, and we have a sound system that we put down under the screen now for patrons that either want to sit outside their vehicle and have that immersive sound. They can come up to the front, and it's like being at a concert or at the more like an indoor theater, but super sized.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're talking with Jeff Carls with the Quasar Drive-In Theater right here in Fremont, just on Highway 36. What might be, was that maybe 10 minutes drive?
Maybe.
Yeah, if you take the slow way. I like old 275, so it takes me about 10 minutes to get there.
No, it's perfect. And so shows going on. Yeah. This weekend then.
Yeah, we have a big, we've got an event that's in conjunction with the Omaha Zombie Walk this weekend. There's a re-release, 45th anniversary of the 1978 Dawn of the Dead. And we were able to get Dawn of the Dead and Day of the Dead
A
double feature. The Romero zombie movies are extremely popular. And then we've got a couple of kind of special things up our sleeve for the next couple of weeks before we open. If we're looking at that Back to the Future show would be May 10th. And then we're looking at a retro double feature to kind of step into, we would love to run the Fall Guy on May 3rd, but it's just not going to work out.
Yeah.
So we've got a killer retro combo that we're working on for May 3rd. It's just kind of one of those throwbacks that hits a lot of a couple of generations. We want to try to do a Over the Hedge Madagascar weekend to get kind of fired up for those kid movies.
Yeah,
and then we'll come
yeah.
into the Back to the Future, and then we'll start that If run, and that'll take us into a really good cadence for the rest of the new releases coming this summer.
Do you find the movie companies cooperating with drive-ins?
More so than they did pre-COVID. Most distributors and studios realized that they need commercial exhibition to be able to pull the revenue back out of these movies that they need to make a $150 million movie. You're not going to make that back a subscription at a time on streaming. So they realized that there's a very interdependent relationship between exhibition and distribution, except Disney. They don't seem to ever want to play nice with anybody. So, but it did, I think, change things in the industry a lot. When we first opened in 21, there were 33 releases in 2021 because of COVID. They had shelved a lot of things. 22, they came back with about 100 releases. 23, we had about 145, 148. Now we're back up to where pre-COVID levels were for new releases, and the movies are coming out on top of one another again. They gave deference at first, which is great for a single screen.
Yeah.
But now that the competition's tightening, you've got to be able to have that diversity. So.
Yeah. Talk Quasar food and concessions for us.
It's, that's one of my favorite parts is coming up with those things that you can only get at the drive-in or that to make it a special thing. And we've added several new items to the menu this year. We've got these mini fried burritos that are amazing. Donut
sounds
holes,
good.
Cinnamon sugar donut holes. We've got fried pickles, fried pickle chips out there, cheese curds, and then your regulars, cheeseburger, hamburger, chicken tenders. We use, all high quality, foods are, you could come out and have dinner, come back for the snack and popcorn and again, make a whole evening of it. And we try to keep our prices, are anywhere from 20 to 30% lower than you'd typically see at a theater. So we try to keep those in check because it's one of the last affordable things that you can take an entire family out to for an evening's entertainment. You get a lot of value for the time and money invested in it. You get a lot of bang for the buck at the drive-in.
Maybe explain to our listeners, we're talking with Jeff Carls, Quasar Drive-In, on the sound side of it. Am I actually going to have the speaker that I can put in my truck?
We don't have the speakers. Those are very romanticized, but they're also, they were a mono single cone, like a 3-inch cone speaker. So they weren't terribly loud and they didn't have very high fidelity. They're also very hard to maintain in a freezing climate because all the wires are underground. So we broadcast on an FM transmission out at the drive-in that's on 89.1. So you pick it up with your car radio or a portable radio. We actually even sell portable radios in the snack bar and antenna boosters and all kinds of things to kind of help augment that experience. But if you've got a great sound system in your car, it's a lot of fun because it is a lot like being in an indoor theater. But
and
I joke.
It won't kill your battery.
No. And if you happen to have a weak battery, we offer a complimentary jump start service. It happens. That's one of the fun things about the drive-in is that you can enjoy it in the comfort of your own vehicle. But I tease people that, if you come to our theater and the floor is sticky and this chair smells funny and the sound is weird, you brought all that. So,
yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. Best way to find information then on the website, which is?
QuasarDriveIn.com or on our Facebook page. Quasar is a pretty unique name, and we kind of chose it for that purpose. So if you Google Quasar Drive-In or search Quasar on Facebook, you're very likely to stumble right upon us as the first result.
Good deal. Anything we missed you want to talk about? Or
I think we got, for the most everything. Part, yeah, okay. the Classics with the Cause on Thursday, we've got a schedule loaded for Bear, for everything from the Goonies and some of the popular classics like that. Barbie is coming up soon, American Graffiti, lots of fun things. We do a car movie cruise night. This is the first Thursday movie of every month, so okay. it's specified as a car movie. Those are a lot of fun. Guys bring a hot rod out, and actually specialty vehicles, bikes and hot rods are welcome. Every Thursday we give a discount coupon for concessions if you bring we just call it the cool car coupon, and that's pretty pretty subjective. If it looks cool or it's very well preserved original car or whatever, art cars and just weird stuff, even like my trash truck, we'll get one of those. So we love getting new people out there and letting them experience it, and we usually see them again after they've come out once.
Yeah for sure, the season is here, that's for sure.
And it's so nice to have a drive-in.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Jeff.
You guys. Yeah, good update from Jeff Carls, the Quasar Drive-In Theater right here on Highway 36, maybe 10 minutes away at the most.
Mm-hmm. 10 minutes.
We'll call it 8.5 minutes.
Eight and a half. Okay. There we go.